This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a
oh yes, it's Tuesday, it's just gone 6 o'clock, which must mean it's time for the show that goes like this. Yes, I'm here, Ben Simmons now with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. And as is usually the case, Ian Lee leaves the building in a bit of a rush after my show. And our wonderful station cleaner, Winnie, is usually around. And I think Winnie's back today. Hello, Winnie.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, hello.
Hello, Winnie.
How are you? I can't stay too long. I've got me Willie outside.
Have you?
In the car. He's waiting for me tonight. Yeah. Oh, yes.
You don't want to keep him waiting too long.
It's too wet to get the bus.
Yeah. Now, something I've been meaning to ask you, Winnie, which is appropriate for my show this evening.
Yes.
I don't want to pry, but how long have you been married to Willie?
Assuming you are married. Who said I married him?
Oh, are you living in sin?
He got drunk and I told him we were married. We've been living in sin.
Right. For how long have you been living in sin?
Minus the 4 plus the 3 times the 10. 6 weeks. No, I'm joking, Mr. Simmons. Oh, Mr. Simmons, I'll run away from him for you any day of the week. Oh, yes.
He's not listening in the car, is he?
Oh, he's asleep.
Oh, fair enough.
I've just looked out the window, Mr. Simmons. He's out like a light.
How wonderful, right?
That's because I chloroformed him.
Oh, dear, right. Well, thanks for admitting that on the airwaves, Winnie.
I didn't. He's driving, Mr. Simmons. Sometimes I wish I had.
What's exciting today, Winnie? My show is all about anniversaries. And you know you get certain presents for certain anniversaries.
Oh, yes, I do like a present.
I've found a song that will link to each of those presents.
I've got a present for you, but I'll be back at 8 o'clock to give it to Mr. Simmons, you cheeky monkey.
As long as you don't get Willie to drive you back here.
Oh, no, we'll wait a little bit. Don't worry, let him have a sleep. He'll be fine, he will. He's been drinking all day.
Fair enough. Can I ask, I know it's a surprise present, obviously. Am I going to enjoy it?
Oh, Mr. Simmons, you won't walk straight for weeks. You really won't. I'm going to come and sit in your lap and give it to you.
I think we better get a song on.
Oh, no, don't. I want to talk about your hat, Mr. Simmons.
Oh, my hat.
I love your hat.
It's a bit jaunty, isn't it?
Well, it's not jaunty. It covers your head. Completely. People think you're bald, Mr. Simmons, if they see you wearing that.
It's a cross.
You go, he's got no hair. Look at that. It's not even jaunty. No. Jaunty's to the side, Mr. Simmons.
Well, let me try and make it. It's difficult when you've got earphones on.
No, you'll never do it with that. It's like a beanie with a
beak. It is. It's a cross between a beanie and a baseball cap, isn't it?
Is it?
It's a beanball cap.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, you are a one.
So are you, Winnie. Now, in honour of it being anniversaries...
The size of me, I'm a 3.
I don't know if this
three
is appropriate.
People.
I'm going to play a song by Years and Years. See what I've done there.
Oh, that's how long I've been with my Willie. Years and years.
This one's called Desire.
Oh, lovely, Mr. Simmons. You know me too well.
Don't say any more.
Compromising. Oh,
pretending you're nothing but giving, making me lose my cool. Faking my love game, maybe we're the same. Heart turned from good to cruel.
You know that you've got me, you've locked me down. You tell me you want me now.
Is it desire?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Years and years to get us going then on this anniversary special on Tuesday, the 6th of October of this episode of the show that goes like this. Why am I doing an anniversary special? Well, I didn't get a lot of inspiration from the wacky holidays on the 6th of October. If you had just tuned in to the end of the Drive Time show with Ian Lee, I did reveal today is Garlic Lover's Day, apparently, so make sure you check your breath out. Have some mints with you. It's Mad Hatter Day as well, if you like Alice in Wonderland, or if you like hats, or if you like being mad. It's also National Fruit at Work Day, which is rather fabulous if you want to be healthy. And it's National Badger Day, so if you've got your heart set on that, see what I did there. It's National Badger Day, but forget all those. I didn't want to find songs that link to those things. Yeah, we could have played Black or White by Michael Jackson about badgers. We could have played, I don't know, I Hate Everything About You to do with Garlic Lover's Day, Ugly Kid Joe. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to shy away from those things. And it was my wedding anniversary last week on the 1st of October. It was my 16th wedding anniversary. 16 years married to the wonderful Hayley Jane. How I've put up with her, I don't know. How she's put up with me, I don't know, of course. But it's been wonderful, so thank you. And therefore, obviously, each anniversary has a gift associated with it. So I'm going to share some of those with you if you're not sure what they all are. First 10 years each have their own gift. Then you get special ones, don't you? You go 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55 and 60. Maybe you'll learn something by tuning into this programme. As ever, we're going to have a hotly contested poll. We're going to have Ben's impossible question. We're going to have the opportunity to be my legend of the week as well. And we'll share celebrity birthdays with you. It's incredibly interactive on a Tuesday evening here on Phoenix FM with me. Last week, I think we had over 250 interactions during the show, which is wonderful. And many people have suggested tracks that would be appropriate for the subjects we're discussing tonight as well. So huge thanks for everybody who's got involved across social media this afternoon in the run-up to the programme. And special thanks to the person that's, or people that picked out the next song, because the one-year anniversary is the paper anniversary. Whether you're supposed to buy someone a ream of A4, I don't know, or a newspaper maybe on the year they got married. That would be a nice thing from previous year. You could frame it. I don't know. Be creative. Anyway, suggested by Phil Lunn and Johnny Gosling. They don't know each other. It's completely independent of each other. But thank you, gentlemen, for doing this. Here's MIA and Paper Planes.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame.
Already going hell, just pumping that gas. Democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of a wacky track there, MIA and Paper Planes. So that's celebrating the 1 year paper anniversary. I guess people may be aware of what the 2nd year anniversary is. Should we get another track on quite quickly? Okay, here's something you can't fail to enjoy if you enjoy 90s throwback dance music. Cotton is the 2nd year anniversary. Time for a little bit of Rednecks.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Cotton Eye Joe and Rednecks to celebrate the 2-year anniversary. You're supposed to buy someone something made of cotton. What can you get? Duvet set, maybe? Some cushion covers. Something like that. Or a nice cotton t-shirt. That'd be a lovely present, wouldn't it? Maybe if it was a personalised one, then that would be lovely, I guess. So, yeah. Anyway, we're coming up to 6:20 already on the 6th of October. And yes, it's Garlic Lovers Day. It's Mad Hatter Day. It's National Fruit at Work Day. And it's National Badger Day. But forget all those. We're looking at anniversaries. This has become a bit of a special show. Yes. And we started with years and years because it's all about anniversaries and years and presents. And then we've moved on to talking about certain presents associated with certain anniversaries and then playing tracks that link to them. So MIA Paper Planes because of the 1-year paper anniversary. Rednecks Cotton Eye Joe because of the 2-year cotton anniversary. I guess you can guess what's coming. In a show we normally have room for about 19 or 20 tracks. I think I can play a song that's somehow linked to every kind of anniversary present known to man, which is wonderful. Before I leave you at 8:00 tonight, so stay tuned here. And remember, so many opportunities for you to get involved and get shout outs on the radio as well. I should thank people that suggested songs that link to the anniversaries we've already covered that haven't quite made it into the show. Sue Burton suggested Paper Chase by Foxy Brown. And Sue Swain suggested Paper Roses, but neither of those have made it in, but we're very grateful for your suggestions anyway. See, happy to give you a shout out on the airwaves. Emma Pounch said Paperback Writer. That was a good idea as well, but Paper Planes was the one that we've gone for. But there are many, many people that have been in touch and suggested tracks, so huge thanks to everybody that's done that. Karen Owen also said Paper Roses. I think it was her birthday recently, Karen Owen, so huge congratulations to you as well. And yeah, keep it here, basically, 98.0 on an FM dial if you're in Essex, the surrounding areas of Brentwood and Billericay. And phoenixfm.com. If you're not, click on air and click the listen live link and you can tune in. Or you can tune in a different way now if you're not wanting to be on the Phoenix website. If you've got other things you want to look at as well, open a tab, go to Mixcloud, and then you can search Mixcloud Live for Phoenix FM and get the webcam link direct into the studio and get me waving at you like this live on the air. Who could ask for anything better than that? Okay, there's lots of things you could ask for that are better, but it's nice to get waved at, isn't it? I'll give you a kind of virtual hug. I suppose a wave's easier. A hug seems less sincere when you're not actually with the person, you know. Anyway, keep it here. I'm going to keep the tracks coming. Here's another one which is sure to be a big success because, well, okay, some of the song choices were a little bit tenuous because, you know, leather is the 3-year anniversary. There's not that many songs you instantly associate with leather. Not that many artists that have leather in their name. Therefore, I've been creative with a couple of these tonight. And obviously, the main character in the horror film, Leatherface, is in the horror film Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Don't know if Leatherface had black eyes, but here's Texas with Black Eyed Boy. Not even sorry. Not in the slightest. Kind of proud, if anything.
Me, my love.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Texas and Black Eyed Boy in honour of Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because the third year anniversary is leather. I don't know if that's really what you want to associate with your third year anniversary. Oh, we must watch a really horrendous horror film. Excellent. Anyway, that was the most tenuous link I could get in, you know, and still link to a song that was relatively popular. I think I've made the effort. Don't forget, you can find our webcam feed via Mixcloud. You can have a Mixcloud account. Doesn't matter if you don't. You can look at it without having a Mixcloud account as well. And you can press the unmute button and listen to all the music and my lovely voice via that Mixcloud link if you want to actually see what's going on in the studio as well. See the jaunty or non-jaunty hat that Ian Lee was judging me for earlier on at the end of the Drive Time show. Do you think it's jaunty? I do. It's my beanball hat, which sounds weird. It's a cross between a baseball cap and a beanie, I like to think. Anyway, as we approach 6:30, what's going on in the rest of the show? Well, after the next track, I will reveal the hotly contested poll. And then before 7:00, reveal Ben's impossible question. Everything is going to be related to anniversaries, marriage, being in love, all kind of those things this evening. So it's a marvellous show, I like to think, that we've got in prospect. And obviously somebody, before I go off the air, will be legend of the week once again. And who is going to get closest to Ben's impossible question? It's all happening. Keep it here. Listen and enjoy the chat. Enjoy the music. But you can also get involved as well. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page. It's all shared to my personal Ben Simmons page as well. And if you're on Twitter, it's at Ben Sim Radio on there. Keep it here, Phoenix FM. Always great music. Always a bit wacky on the show that goes like this. You're never quite sure what's coming next. Although, if you know the next anniversary, you'll know, maybe, what's coming. Well, yes, leather is 3. What's 4? It's silk. Silk is the 4th anniversary. So what on earth am I going to do now? Well, I need to tell you another story recently, really, because I discovered a gentleman that mixes all the tracks together that have been the most popular pop songs from a certain year and creates a new track out of them. How is this related to silk on a 4th anniversary? Well, you get silk worms, and the gentleman that mixes all the tracks, an American DJ, is called DJ Earworm. Yes, it's tenuous. A lot of them after this are going to be a lot less tenuous, I promise. But some of them are quite tricky to find tracks for. So silk, yes. But I've gone for DJ Earworm. And if you like this kind of thing, I heartily recommend checking him out. I don't think he's done it for a couple of years, but basically every year from 2007 or 8 onwards up until 2018, he's mixed all the most popular pop songs of the year and made a brand new track out of it. Incredibly impressive work. So here with United State of Pop 2017 is DJ Earworm. He has a website, you can check it out. He's not a friend of mine, he probably doesn't even know I'm doing this. He'll be grateful that I am. Here he comes.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. This is how we
do it all the time.
Down in Vegas,
in Miami,
down in
Paris, in Manhattan,
down in
Havana,
down in LA. This is how we do it.
In the boondocks,
in the Cadillac,
in the backseat,
underneath the rising sun,
in the club,
in the street,
in the dark, in the dawn,
in the
future. I want something just like this.
Although my heart is looking at the truth, just picture everybody
discovering something brand new.
Just picture everybody
seeing the beauty through
the darkest day.
I feel it still. Is it me? Is it true? Nah, nah, I don't want it to.
Now we all of the
before. Nah, nah, I don't want it to. Is it fair? Is it true? Nah, nah, don't get comfortable.
You can hate all the hate.
Nah, 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 if you want it to. Look.
In
Miami,
down in Paris, in Manhattan,
in Havana,
down in
LA.
This is how we do it.
In the boondocks,
in the Cadillac,
in the backseat,
underneath the rising sun,
in the club,
in the street,
in the dark,
in the gun,
in the future. I want something just like this.
I don't really care if you're lost.
Sit down.
Sit down.
I don't really care if you'll push me to the edge.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was DJ Earworm then, a guy who gets the biggest tracks of the year, mixes them together and makes a new song. You probably recognised a lot of that. What was all mixed together there then to celebrate the Silk anniversary? I've thought of Silkworm, Earworm and melded them together. I don't care. but in that track, United State of Pop 2017, they're featured the tracks That's What I Like by Bruno Mars, Havana by Camila Cabello, Bodak Yellow by Cardi B, Something Just Like This by the Chainsmokers, Attention by Charlie Puth. What else have we got? I'm the One by DJ Khalid. Perfect, Ed Sheeran. Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. Believer from Imagine Dragons, James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go, Kendrick Lamar's Humble, what else? Obviously Despacito, Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber, Post Malone's Rockstar was in there, Sam Hunt, Body Like a Black Road, Back Road, Shawn Mendes, Nothing Holding Me Back, Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do, so much in there, and he mixes it all together and makes a new track, quite impressive. Also, the artists, I don't know how they do it, via their management, via the studios they record in, they actually send him kind of versions just of their vocals or just of the backing so that he's able to do that a little bit more easily rather than just sending him the finished track and he has to get all the elements out of it. He gets them all sent separately from artists and their management, etc. Such is the talent of DJ Earworm, but have a look for him online if you enjoyed that. I did say I'd share with you the hotly contested poll for this evening, and this is on my Facebook profile right now. Therefore, we are asking, because we're celebrating anniversaries and presents you should give out for certain anniversaries tonight, we are saying, is marriage awesome? Yes or no? Now, obviously, it's a wonderful concept, and I don't mean is your own personal marriage awesome, or I don't want to get into a dangerous area where maybe it's not particularly awesome at the minute, but I'm sure that for many listeners it is awesome. I'm just asking the concept of marriage, is it awesome? Yes or no? And this poll has been posted in our Phoenix FM group. There was a little bit of consternation last week because I believe you have to be a member of the group to be able to vote. but you can join the group. It's free to join. If you can join, if you can vote without joining, then I'm very happy for you. But do check out my Ben Simmons page and my Ben Simmons radio page, and it should just be a single click to vote. If you want to vote on the hotly contested poll, at the moment it's 50-50, which shocks me. Is marriage awesome, yes or no? 50% of voters each way. Okay, let's get more music on, and then Ben's impossible question will be revealed in the next 10 or 15 minutes or so. It's all exciting this evening. Great to have you along. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well. What are we going to do next then? Well, did you know the 5th anniversary should be celebrated with a present made of wood? A little bit less tenuous, this one that's coming up. Can't remember if my wife and I bought each other wooden things on our 5th wedding anniversary. I remember getting a set of wooden elephants as a present that kind of fit together with their trunks lovingly touching each other. Rather marvellous. I guess you know what's coming. Amy Stewart. It's Knock on Wood. Oh, yeah.
FM.
Amy Stewart, Knock on Wood there, classic, suggested by Greg Ash Ashton, known to me as Ash, known to some people as Greg Ashton, but thanks very much for that, Ash. He suggested that on social media in the run-up to tonight's show. He's got his name read out on the airwaves. Fabulous. Keep it here. Keep it on Phoenix FM 98.0 or phoenixfm.com. You can now join our webcam feed through Mixcloud Live. You can even send us WhatsApp messages on 077-8362-7726. If you want to send free messages, free photos, whatever, to the station, you can even email us at radio@phoenixfm.com. So many ways you can get in touch, so many ways you can be interactive, and thanks to everybody who has done so this evening. I'm going to keep the music coming so I can get all the tracks in. I'm a little bit worried about time already. How am I worried about time with an hour and 20 minutes to go? Don't be ridiculous, Ben. I am going to be ridiculous. It's up to me. Are you arguing with yourself? I'm schizophrenic, and so am I. I think it's time for another track. We're getting rockier now. We're getting metalier as well. Sixth anniversary is Iron. So it would only be appropriate to play a bit of Iron Maiden. Barbara Ferry on Facebook recommended this one. Thanks very much for that. Get your head banging ready. It's time for the Trooper with Iron Maiden, 6-year anniversary.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire your musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. The field will sound, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of my free smoke and horses breath. There's a bunch of it to
Maiden the Trooper.
Phoenix FM.
Yes, the 6th year anniversary present should be iron. Don't buy your wife a new iron or your husband. That's not what it means. It's the metal iron, I think. Can't imagine that'd go down very well. Here's a new Philips iron with steam setting, darling. Yep. Moving on. Anyway, it's the 6th of October. I hope your Tuesday evening is fabulous. It's going well for me in the Phoenix studio so far. It's flying by. 46 minutes and a half old already, this programme. Can't believe it. The hotly contested poll is running on the Facebook profile and my Facebook page. Do check that out. Asking, is marriage awesome? Why am I asking that? Because it is a show all about anniversaries and presents linked to certain anniversaries tonight. As well as that, if you're interested, the 6th of October is Garlic Lovers Day, it's Mad Hatter Day, it's National Fruit at Work Day, and it's National Badger Day. I've ignored all those wacky holidays, though, to celebrate anniversaries. It was my 16th wedding anniversary last week, and I've asked some of you lovely listeners out there how long you guys have been married. I'll be reading those out after 7 o'clock as well. Thanks so much for sending those in. The poll is still locked at 50-50. Is marriage awesome, yes or no? If you want to change all that, you need to get onto my Ben Simmons Facebook page, scroll down the profile a little bit, and you'll see the poll posted on there. It has been posted in a Phoenix FM group and then shared to my page. There is an ugly rumour going around. You have to join the group in order to vote on the poll. Please do so. That would be absolutely marvellous if you want to be interactive on the show tonight. Right, we'll keep the music coming, all anniversary present related. 7 years is Copper. What on earth are we going to do for Copper musically? Oh, yes. We're not ashamed of a tenuous link here on the show that goes like this. This is The Police. Copper. There's a sting in it. The Police there, Every Breath You Take. Classic song for the copper anniversary.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I've decided to bring forward Ben's impossible question to right now because I'm going to read out some of your anniversary messages a little bit later on. So right now, let's do this then.
Not true. That's impossible.
Now, I have just posted this on my personal profile page, Ben Simmons, on Facebook, and also my radio page, Ben Simmons Radio, on Facebook as well. Ben's impossible question is right now. It's all about anniversaries, so I am asking, for tonight's impossible question, how many days was I engaged for before getting married? How many days was I engaged for before getting married? You have to find that post with a purple background on my Facebook profile and my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, either of those places, and you have to comment below with your guess how many days I was engaged for before I got married. That is the impossible question tonight. It's not meant to be easy. You're not meant to be able to work it out. You're going to have to guess. Whoever gets closest will be the winner of the impossible question this evening. Another excuse to get interactive on the show that goes like this. Absolutely marvellous. Now, the 8th year anniversary is the bronze anniversary. Another tricky one, really, to find a track that we can link to on this programme. Some people might call this a cop-out. We've had cops out with the Police a minute ago, though. This is Bronski Beat. Very nearly bronze, come on. Time to hit that perfect beat.
Searching for some company. Feel the rhythm dance with me. Then Beat Boy Blue seem out of place. Now the words are party face. Party face. Dance, dance on the floor. Dance, dance, do some more.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And we're into the real depth of the show that goes like this tonight now. I feel we've really made it into the meaty heart of the show. Yes, 57 minutes and 5 seconds in. Thanks so much for being here. That was Bronski Beat with Hit That Perfect Beat. As close as I could get to bronze. I think I did pretty well there, thinking outside the box. Yes, now we've got to 8-year anniversary present, so hopefully you've learned something if you weren't sure what they all were tonight. We'll do a recap before we finish. Don't panic. If you've got one coming up in the first 10 years, each year has its own specific present you're supposed to buy something for. I think you can find alternatives if you search online, but these are the ones that I've found. Once we get to 10, I'll recap them, and then you have to wait a long time. You don't, surely there's something between 10 and 20, but you just get one for 10, and then you don't get another specific present till your 20th anniversary. I've got to wait 4 years to know what specific presents I should be getting. Outrageous. Anyway, thanks for being here tonight. Glad to have you along. Eddie Bushell in Norfolk has already posted a picture of a very cheap anniversary he had. I'm guessing it was his wooden one. So that was after 5 years. It's a wooden spoon. Yes, it does say happy 5th anniversary written on it in pen. I like the fact that the pen's fading now slightly. That's lovely. excellent. Thanks for sending that in. And a few more votes have trickled in for the hotly contested poll. I'll update you on that after the next track. And some guesses have come in, one of which is quite close, for Ben's Impossible Question. So very well done if you've done that already. Have a look at my Facebook profile, my Ben Simmons Facebook profile. And much of it is also shared to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. That is where you should look. And you can get on Twitter at Bensim Radio as well if you desire. Right, as we come up to the hour mark of this show, we need to get another track on. And what can we do for the 9th anniversary? Did you know the 9th anniversary is pottery that you're supposed to celebrate with? A pottery-related present. Here's a song that's been sung many times, covered hundreds of times. But if you've seen the film Ghost, there's a pottery scene in it, isn't there?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Now, I did say I would read out some of your anniversary messages on this programme tonight, and I did say on social media earlier on this evening, comment below with how many years you've been married. I just managed my 16th wedding anniversary. Fellow Phoenix FM presenter Spencer Carter has been married 27 years. Congratulations to you, sir. Amy Brady sends in 12 years. I don't know how he's done it. Carol Sagar sends in 29 years. Fabulous. Bobo Roberts, regular contributor to this show, says 4 years. But this December, me and Gillian have been together for 20 years. Impressive. Well done. Emma Pounce says 6 years. Poor Shane. Rachel Woollett says always the bridesmaid. As yet unmarried, Rachel Woollett. Nick Ashton has put a lovely image after that, so thank you very much for that. And Will Oliver says 4 years and a cool emoji afterwards. I guess it's going well. Thanks, Will. Lovely for sending that in. Barbara Ferry says 30 years. Oh, this is a bit interesting. 30 years, got rid, thank God. And now 19 years and everyone pleased. Well, I'm glad it's worked out for you. Second time round, Barbara. Charlie James says 36 years on October the 25th. 19 days time. Again, there's some more to read out later, but I'll save those till after the next track. But thanks to all of you who are brave enough to share how long you've been married on Facebook with me on the show that goes like this, but you've had a shout out on the radio for doing so. So that's truly marvellous, I like to think, anyway. Coming up to 7:05 then, shall we get another track on? All right. Now, what are we celebrating now? Well, 10 years, it's the tin anniversary. I guess you could buy your other half a tin of baked beans, tin of sweet corn. Here's Tin Tin Out featuring Shelley Nelson.
A terrible year, which makes community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Great to have you along tonight. Hope you're enjoying all the crazy interactivity as ever. Remember, I am now encouraging you to try and answer Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, and with a show all about anniversaries and marriage, my impossible question tonight is, how many days was I engaged for before getting married? And a few people have got their guesses in. Well done. You have to comment below that post on Facebook. You can either go to my Ben Simmons personal Facebook profile or my Ben Simmons radio Facebook page. It's shared to both of those places. So find the question with a purple background and then comment below with your guess. Nearest guess wins. It could be you this evening. In around about 10 minutes' time, I'll let you know how you can try and be my legend of the week tonight. Who on earth is it going to be? Legend number 136 on the show that goes like this. I can't believe there's been that many shows, but there have. Oh, yes. Absolutely brilliant. Well, that's my opinion and many of yours, fortunately. Poll is still running as well, hotly contested poll. It's in the Phoenix FM group on Facebook, which has also been shared to my profile. Happened a little while ago, so you might have to scroll down my profile a little bit in order to find it. But we are simply asking, is marriage awesome, yes or no? The yeses have taken a slight lead in the last few minutes, so that's marvellous. If you're that way inclined. Anyway, and let's get another track on then. Well, you jump all the way from 10-year anniversary to 20 before you get an actually recognised present for an anniversary year. And who knows what 20 is? It's China. It's T'Pau. They've got it in their hand.
It was the theme she had on the scheme he had. Told in a foreign land. To take life on earth to the second birth. And the man was in. Push to buy your dreams of China in your hand.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with still me, Ben Simmons. Yes, still many ways you can get in touch and be interactive with this programme. Thank you very much if you've done that this evening. Now, as promised, I am going to read out some more of your anniversary messages a little bit later on as well. And we're going to see who gets closest to answering Ben's impossible question correctly. Before any of that, though, would you like to know what you need to do to be my legend of the week tonight? Yes, it's sure to be a very, very tough decision. Therefore, because we're looking at presents that are associated with particular anniversaries, I am asking you guys to share photographs of yourself holding any item that relates to an anniversary present that we will be mentioning on this show. So far, we've had paper, cotton, leather, silk, wood, iron, copper, bronze, pottery, tin, china. That's where we've got up to with china in your hand. There are 8 more to come. You could leave it till the last minute, but that could be a bit of a risk. I will write a new post out about the legend of the week, and you must comment below that post on Facebook with a photograph of yourself holding any item made of any of the materials we have discussed in this show this evening. It's sure to be a tough, tough decision once again. Can you be hilarious? Who knows? Will you just send in a photo of you holding something, or will you try and ramp it up a bit? You know, that's up to you, lovely legend listeners, as you regularly do cause havoc on this programme. Right, shall we have another track? Yes, we're getting to the 25th anniversary now. Can you tell what's coming? It's a song that's building up with an intro. Then it's going to kick in. Then you're going to know it's Jeff Beck.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where you're at. Going down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country.
Jeff Beck there. Hi-ho, silver lining.
Phoenix FM.
Coming up to 20 past seven on this lovely 6th of October. And yes, we're looking at anniversaries and presents you should get on certain anniversaries. I said I'd do a recap of the first 10 and I didn't. I read them out briefly with the Legend of the Week question. But yes, the first year anniversary is paper. Second is cotton. Third is leather. Fourth is silk. Fifth is wood. Sixth is iron. Seventh is copper. 8th is bronze, 9th is pottery, 10th is tin. And we've now done 20th is china, 25th is silver. Do you know what's 30th? Do you know what's coming next? Well, I'll get to tell you very shortly, but I'm going to read out some more of your anniversary revealings on Facebook earlier on, where I asked people how long they'd been married. Eddie Bushell says 10 years now for him and his wife Naomi. Congratulations to the Bushells. Debbie Shafunaka says 32 long years. I'm not passing judgment. Thanks for sharing. Sharon Hewlett says too many. 48 years. My mum won't tell me because it will reveal ages. Fair enough. I think I know your age though, mum. thanks for sharing. Carolyn Bennett says 50 years. So does Bob Gemmell. So yes, Carolyn Bennett and Bob Gemmell, congratulations. Bob Gemmell says looking forward to the next 50. Wow, amazing. Adam Dakin says 2 years. Congratulations, Adam. Jennifer Brisman says almost 10. Nick Murphy should know when. Don't know why. But, okay, apparently Nick Murphy should know. He's not her husband. Right. Then also, Graham Smith says, I've added it up and it still comes to 41 years. I like that, like it's a surprise. And Dan Prague says, 4 years married, 9 years together. Lovely. Thank you very much to all of you guys that shared your revelations. Indeed. About how long you've been married. Here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Happy to give you all shout outs on the radio. As we've got just under 40 minutes left and 7 tracks still to squeeze in, and we've got to give out the results of the poll, the results of Ben's impossible question, and I still haven't posted the correct post for you to actually send me photos to be Legend of the Week. I will do that while the next track is on. What is the next track going to be? Well, a 30-year wedding anniversary is what? Who knows? Does this intro to this track help? Is it a bit obscure at the moment? It's not an obscure track. 30-year anniversary is Pearl. Here we go then, with Prince. The artist formerly known as Prince. Now just known as Prince again. Diamonds and Pearls.
This will be the day you will hear me say that I will never run. Tell me what you're gonna do. If I gave you diamonds and pearls, would you be a happy boy or a girl? If I could, I would give you the world. But all I can do is just offer you my love. Can we just
FM.
Classic Diamonds and Pearls there from Prince. Thank you so much for those of you that suggested that on my post asking you what songs were appropriate for anniversary presents earlier on today. I've had a lovely message from Bobo Roberts, who must be watching the webcam feed on Mixcloud, who says, "Hope all's well, your ears must be cooked like pork chops with a hat on and your radio earphones on." They're a bit warm, I suppose, but I look at it as a kind of ear muff, if you like. There's no danger of them getting cold, Bobbo, but thanks very much for your concern. And now there is a post on my Facebook profile. I am sharing it to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as we speak, that says, "For Legend of the Week, comment below with a photo of you holding any item made of something that can be an anniversary present. Doesn't actually have to have been a present, but any item made of gold or silver or wood or silk or leather. And the best one will be my Legend of the Week tonight. Who is going to actually have a go? You know, who's going to get out of their chair, whether reclining, happily relaxing, along to the show that goes like this, and do something interactive and get involved?" As ever, we've had a lot of interactions again during tonight's show, which is truly, truly fabulous. And thank you so much to people that do get involved. If you don't get involved, it's absolutely fine. You can just sit back, listen and enjoy it. But if you do, you get shout outs. That's the way it works. That's the way that I show my appreciation for you guys. We will be doing some celebrity birthdays after the next track, I believe. Then it's all happening. We've got to reveal the poll answer, we've got to reveal the answer to Ben's impossible question, and we've got to see if anybody will be my Legend of the Week tonight. If nobody enters, you know, I'll give myself the award. Maybe that's a bit harsh, a bit egotistical, but I also don't care. Right, what's coming up next? Well, we did deal with the fact that 30 is the Pearl wedding anniversary. What is 35? It's Coral. Oh yes, buy someone some Coral for their 35th anniversary. Here's the Coral. That was an easy one, wasn't it? Dreaming of You.
It's up in my heart when it skips a beat. Can't feel no pain run out under my feet.
Phoenix FM.
That was The Coral and Dreaming of You. We've only got half hour left. We're into the third quarter of the show that goes like this. We've done 75% of it. Enough of maths, percentages and fractions. I'm driving myself crazy. Shall we have some celebrity birthdays? Go on then. So, it's Tuesday the 6th of October. There's not a huge range of celebrity birthdays today, but there are some. Owen Griffith, the actor who starred in The Fantastic Four and Titanic, he's 47 today. Irish politician Gerry Adams is 72 today. Xboxer Ricky Hatton is 42 today. Broadcaster Melvin Bragg is 81 today. And actress Elizabeth Shue is 57. That's all I could find. There are a lot more. What upsets me now is you go on various websites looking up celebrity birthdays and you get all these people you've never remotely heard of, and it says whatever, EJXXX14, YouTube star, and Colin Grimewald the 33rd, Instagram star, and I'm like, what? I have literally no idea. There's about 25 to 30 every single day. I'm like, don't be ridiculous. But clearly I'm missing out on something. If I was, down with the kids, they probably all know who Colin Grimewald is and XCX14 or whatever. Not me, though. I guess for most people it's a bit of a mystery. But anyway, yeah, I remember a friend of mine telling me he worked for a company, a casting director, who had to cast some kind of commercial or promo thing on the internet, and they needed people with a profile on social media to do this, and they were only considering people who would want six figures or more for doing it. These YouTube stars, Instagram stars, TikTok stars, whatever. Six figures for a weekend's filming for some promotional material. I think I need to focus a bit more on social media. There we go. Right, it's 7:30. We've done celebrity birthdays. I think maybe one or two more tracks and then we'll start to resolve everything, really, that's been on tonight's show. I've only referred to this a few times, but wacky holiday-wise, the 6th of October has Garlic Lovers Day occurring today. Also Mad Hatter Day. And it's National Fruit at Work Day. So, don't shy away from it. Don't eat your fruit at home, take it to work. And although in these COVID times, many of us are working from home. So have fruit at home, it's fine. I've backtracked there, haven't I? It's also National Badger Day today. I've always liked badgers. You know, when you see them on the telly and stuff, they always seem quite cute. But there is that sort of unerring feeling that they could rip your arm off if one was angry. So if you're anywhere near an angry badger, don't approach it. That's my advice. Right, where have we got to anniversary wise? Let's have another track. Probably one of the most obvious when you think about anniversaries, really. It's going to happen, though. I'm not going to shy away from it. 35 was Coral. 40 is Ruby. If you like your rhyming slang, you should have a curry on your 40th anniversary, really, shouldn't you? Go on then, it's the Kaisers. You knew it was coming, didn't you?
Let it never be said, the romance is dead, 'cause there's so little else occupying my head. There is nothing I need, except the function to breathe. But I'm not really fussed, doesn't matter to me. We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Glad to have you listening along and being interactive as well. A couple of people have now tried to be my legend of the week by sending in photos of themselves holding any item that has been featured in tonight's show. And by that, I mean that is a substance that is also an anniversary present. So, yes, you have to be a bit creative, maybe, or not that creative. Just find something obviously in your house. And it could be paper, cotton, leather, silk, wood, iron, copper, bronze, pottery, tin, china, silver, pearl, coral or ruby so far. But we've got four more things still to talk about. What comes next? Well, who knows? Do you know what the 45th wedding anniversary present is? You're going to find out very shortly. That's all I'm going to say. And don't forget, as well as attempting to be Legend of the Week, you have to send in those photos and comment on the correct post on my Facebook page, on my Facebook profile with that. It's not too late to try and enter Ben's impossible question for this evening. Some people very close. It's going to be a close contest, I think it's fair to say. And also, you can vote on the hotly contested poll, is marriage awesome? You might have to scroll down the profile a little bit further to find that information. But do just all that. It's marvellous that you do bother. And here's another track coming up, which helps to celebrate the Sapphire wedding anniversary. 45 years is Sapphire. Now, this is probably the last cheesy one. It's not cheese. It's difficult to get a sapphire in cheese. I think that's very, very unlikely. But sapphires are famously blue, aren't they? I always like this track. Early noughties throwback, Eiffel 65.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him. Inside and outside, blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen, to listen, to listen, to listen.
I'm blue, I've been deed, I've been died, 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 I've been deed, I've been died.
himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
I'm blue.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Still can't listen to that without hearing "In Aberdeen I Will Die." I'm blue in Aberdeen, I will die in Aberdeen, I will die. No, all right, I'll stop it. But every single time, as soon as someone told me that, they ruined that song for me forever. Anyway, Hope Your Tuesday's still going well. There's only 16 and a bit minutes left of the show that goes like this tonight. Time for three more tracks to squeeze in, and we're going to reveal the answer to the poll, the answer to Ben's impossible question, and who has been bestowed with that highly coveted Legend of the Week award. Could it be you this evening? The excitement is building, I think, as we get to the home stretch, really, of tonight's programme. It's been another rip-roarer so far. Keep your dial here, 98.0 Phoenix FM. It's all happening. Rob Harvey in after me from 8 until 10 with Synth City, so get ready for that as well. Right, what's coming up next? Well, we've now dealt with the 45th wedding anniversary. Just before I tell you the next track, I will tell you that the hotly contested poll at the moment stands at, is marriage awesome, yes or no, is the question, and it stands at 57% of the vote say yes, 43% say no. Well, I'm happily married, so I'm glad that the yeses have it at the moment. I do appreciate people can have lots of different circumstances that aren't so happy, but I wish everybody all the best, and I'm glad that the yeses are winning. But is marriage awesome, yes or no? If you want to cast your vote, go to my Ben Simmons profile page or my Ben Simmons radio page on Facebook, and you can scroll down and find that and therefore vote on the poll. And right, time for a track. Then we've got to do the answer to Ben's impossible question. Who's going to be the closest? Well, 50 years married means you get presents made of gold, don't you? And surely you know what's coming. Yes, it could be obvious, but I'm not sorry. It's time for Spandau Ballet and their classic track.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so tall. Gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're in this.
Gone. I hope you find a little more time. Remember, we were partners in crime. It's only 2 years ago, the man with the suit and the face, he knew that he was there on the case. Now he's in love with you, he's in love with you. My love is like a high prison wall, and you can leave. Your soul, you've got the power.
Phoenix FM.
Classic gold there from Spandau Ballet. Clearly 50 years married is a golden wedding anniversary, so that was appropriate. Now, what about the answer to this?
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, for Ben's impossible question tonight, I posed this to you. For how many days was I engaged before getting married? And lots of people had guesses. Nobody went for anything too ridiculous. Oh, actually, one person. Eddie Bushell said 531. Wendy Johnson said one. Yeah, we got engaged one day and married the next. No, that's not true. Megan Doherty said 389. Michelle Ward said 971. That's a long time. Fellow Phoenix FM presenter, Michelle. Rachel Willett says 365. Robin Mather, I like what he's done here. He says all of them. Yes, well done. Spencer Carter, also from Phoenix, he said one day. And Carolina Simmons has said 602 days. But the winner of Ben's impossible question, with his guess of 402 days, which was so close to the actual answer of 408 days, is Ron Wilmot. Well done, Ron. Congratulations to you. You are the closest to Ben's impossible question. Correct answer, which was 408 days engaged. He guessed 402. Very well done. Time for another track. Then we've got to reveal who the legend of the week is tonight and sum it all up before I leave you at 8 o'clock. Then Rob Harvey in with Synth City, so keep it here at 98 FM. If you didn't know, the 55th wedding anniversary, if you get there, is Emerald. And The Wizard of Oz featured the Emerald City, didn't it? The musical Wicked refers back to the Emerald City. Here's Idina Menzel defying gravity. A bit more of a poppy version than the stage version. Still a great track, though. Summing it all up after this.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. Through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I'm lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at a much too high a cost. I do not mind defying gravity. Try defying gravity.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Idina Menzel's Defying Gravity. So what are we doing this evening then, bestowing the Legend of the Week award? How is it going to happen? Well, lots of people have sent in pictures. My favourite one, I have to say, and I'm pleased because I know this guy is now listening via his smart speaker device, so that's fabulous. He's put on Facebook to me, 4 years is fruit and flowers, so here's me on my new phone. It's on the Orange network as I can't afford the new Apple phone, and he's holding a banana to his head. So Bobbo Roberts is my Legend of the Week tonight. Huge congratulations to you. Thanks to everybody who's been involved across social media and sent in all kinds of things that we've featured on the show tonight. Did you know, while we're talking about anniversaries, Zelmaya and Herbert Fisher in 2011 held the record for the longest ever marriage of 84 years. It was usurped in 2015 by Qatari and Karim Chand, who've been married for 90 years. Yes, it's true. 60th anniversary is the best I can do musically tonight. It's Rihanna, it's Diamonds. I'll be back next week. Rob's up next. See you all very soon. Thanks for tuning in. Keep it on Phoenix FM.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy.
Shine bright like a diamond. So shine.